The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
You know what? I will tell those people to seriously get a grip.
Y94.
Y94, the Valley's number one hit music station, playing all the hits. We're Zero Rat and Maggie in the Playhouse, 7:10 in the morning. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be sunny and 72. Windy, though. Gusts reaching 35 miles an hour this afternoon. In fact, a wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning till 7 p.m. this evening. Credit card cash out in about 9 minutes from now. Your next shot at up to $1,000 cash, assuming you cash out before you max out. But right now, it is time for the Dear Abby of Fargo Moorhead. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of love, there's only one you can trust. It's Maggie, who you connect with online at y94.com. You scroll down, halfway down the page, it says quick links. Maggie the Love Doctor, you click there, send it to us. Maggie? Natalie says, I'm a brunette, and my boyfriend has been pushing me to try going blonde. I feel like it's too much of a change for me. I've never dyed my hair before, but I don't want him to leave me because he wants a blonde. Should I just do it?
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. If you don't want him to leave you because you won't dye your hair blonde, you need to find a new boyfriend.
But he wants a blonde.
Then he can go find a blonde.
You know what you could also find? It's Halloween time. Yeah. Go get a blonde wig, throw it on for him, have a little fun time,
That's
and then
true.
Be you again would be my advice. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the love doctor.
But permanently, no. Wearing a wig, yes. But permanently, no. I don't think you should dye your hair just so he won't leave you.
Jenny says, Dear Maggie the Love Doctor, I've been seeing this guy for a little while. Here's the thing. He's manly enough, but he has a little Yorkie for a dog. He loves the dog, and don't get me wrong, it is super cute. I like it, too. But shouldn't a single guy, or at least he was single till he met me, have a Rottweiler, Bulldog, or a Lab or something? Should I be weirded out by a 29-year-old man with a Yorkie? If you're being honest, Maggie, wouldn't you be, too?
I don't think you should be weirded out by that. It's a dog.
You should be a little weirded out by it.
Why? Maybe he had one growing up.
Rhett?
I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm. It's
well,
weird.
You guys aren't.
It's weird.
That's fine.
He's a grown man with a Yorkie. It's weird.
And where or a grown man with a cat.
Does he have a little
cat?
See, but there's
that he carries
cats
the dog.
And dogs. Yeah.
I don't know. Does he have the bag?
No, I think you're wrong.
I don't think
she needs to be weirded out.
This could also be his tool as his chick magnet.
It could be. That might just be what it is. Is there a point where it gets weird if the little Yorkie has like a bow in its hair? Does it start to get strange?
Yes. That's when it starts to get strange.
Okay. I just want to acknowledge that you do have a cutoff point here with the Yorkie.
Well, yeah.
I
don't think
Yorkies are
weird.
Pretty cute.
It's just a dog.
Leslie says, Dearest Maggie, the Doctor of Love, as it's been getting cooler, my boyfriend has been wearing what he calls his Cosby sweaters. They are hideous. He says that they are in now and that people at work call him the cause and it's his thing and he can't let it go. Maggie, Bill Cosby sweaters. If Ray wore them and said it was his thing now, what would you do?
Leslie. Would burn them. I would absolutely burn them.
I know that you probably have your ear to the ground a little bit more than Rat and I do when it comes to fashion.
Uh-huh.
The Cosby sweater, he claims it's in now.
No.
Is that in? Is that a thing?
For like ugly sweater Christmas parties, mm-hmm. maybe. But no, they're not coming back.
People aren't rocking the cause?
No, they're not.
Aw. I got some clothes to return. Let's see. I think my sister may be flirting with my husband, Maggie. She's single, and every single time something is broke at her place or needs attention, she calls my husband. Which wouldn't bother me if it didn't seem like her home was requiring constant maintenance all of a sudden. The other day he came home, and he wasn't hungry for dinner because she made him cupcakes to say thank you. Do I need to say something to my sister, and how do I even begin to start that conversation? That's from Connie.
I think, you know, maybe she just doesn't have a guy in her life or somebody around that's good with that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's constant and all the time and she's, like, feeding him and, you know, making him cupcakes, that's where it gets kind of weird.
Yes. To a man's heart is through his stomach.
Well, that's true.
And it's a cupcake.
That's true.
Which, as everyone knows, is the pastry of love.
Mm-hmm.
The cupcake is the pastry of love.
Hmm.
So I think you got to keep an eye on this one.
I think so.
So you don't think she needs to say anything?
I think if it goes any further than cupcakes. Like, I don't know that he needs to be over there more than one or, you know, once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, that's ridiculous.
She
even
must
once
break
a week
a lot of
is
stuff.
A, yeah. Well, it's like, okay, call your, you know, if you live in an apartment, call your apartment manager or, mm-hmm. hey, call a handyman, whoever. But at some point, you can stop calling my husband, please.
One more for you, Maggie the Love Doctor. Bethany says, Maggie, my husband seems incapable of keeping his underwear clean. Use your imagination. Oh. It's really gross. How do I help him, but really help myself because I do the laundry?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to begin.
Not an issue Ray has?
No, he's thank a, he's a God. Clean guy. Ew.
You have no advice?
No, other than, I guess, maybe go to Costco and buy the bulk underwear. I have no idea. Yeah. And just throw them out. Don't even bother washing them. Just throw them away.
If he squeals the tires, go ahead and just throw them away.
Yes.
I thought squeal the tires sounded nicer than skid marks.
Yeah, you throw them away.
How about buy him some baby wipes?
Ew. Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, a moist towelette. A moist towelette to the buttocks feels lovely, by the way. It just feels wonderful. Was that your advice?
Throw them away.
Bulk underwear? Throw them away?
Throw
okay.
them away.
This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Radioactive and the credit card cash out next.
Wake up!
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The cure for morning breath.
Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.